If we turn to our scripture today, which is Matthew 25, we read it earlier, we find that Jesus is very serious about taking care of the needy in this world. As a matter of fact, in today's scripture, which we'll come back to that, today's scripture implies that our salvation is based on our attitude toward the needy. You remember in our scripture, we didn't read all of it, but on his left-hand side, he separated on his left-hand side the goats and on his right-hand side, right, the sheep. Remember that? And the goats were given the same opportunity, weren't they? And what did he say was going to happen to the goats? You remember anyone? Yeah, not good. Something about burning and gnashing of teeth, not good, no. But those on his right-hand side were people that the Scripture read about this morning. And remember, he said, when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. And then, now this is something that's important to me. If you go down here, then the righteous will answer him. And the unrighteous also answer him the same way. Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food? When was it that we saw you thirsty and gave you something to drink? When was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? Of course, the unrighteous are saying, when did we see you and not feed you? When did we see you naked and not give you clothes? See, they're both confused about this issue. And the righteous said, and when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, truly I tell you, just as you did it to the one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. You see, so today's scripture is about our attitude toward the needy. Have you ever noticed whenever you believe something so deeply that you don't even realize what you're doing? Have you ever noticed that? Just a really kind of a shallow example. Anybody ever watch Secondhand Lions? All right? It kind of reminds me of some old guys that I grew up with in my town of Stanbury. They cuss right and left. And it reminds me, my dad used to say, Eric, because, you know, a little kid, my jaw would drop because that kind of language wasn't in our house. And dad would say, Eric, they don't even know they're saying it. They've grown up with it. That's just their vocabulary. You know what I'm saying? That's the way those old guys are in Secondhand Lions. Or some of you, the more wise ones, might remember On Golden Pond a few years ago. Remember the line of cuss words that came out of their mouth? Huh? But we love the movie. Why? It was just their character. It was who they were, right? Yeah, well, that's kind of the way, on a deeper level, what we're talking about here. It's our attitude toward the needy. Sometimes we, those of us who this scripture would call righteous, don't even realize that we're welcoming the stranger. Don't even realize that we're feeding the hungry, because it's just who we are. And on the same level, some of us who are unrighteous, we don't welcome the stranger. And we don't realize that we're not welcoming the stranger. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's our attitude, deep-seated attitude toward the needy that our scripture bases, that the scripture today implies that our salvation is based on. All right, moving on. So, what do you think about that? You see, John and Charles Wesley in the United Methodist Church. Now, John and Charles Wesley are the founders of the Methodist movement. All right, they didn't want to start a new church. They just wanted to improve the Christians that were in the Church of England. And this movement was so powerful, the Methodist Church came out of it, of course, as the United Methodist Church today. And John and Charles Wesley in the United Methodist Church believe that the Christian life is a combination of personal holiness and social holiness. Personal holiness and social holiness. Does anybody know what personal and social holiness is? You see, what we believe in our hearts will be lived out in our lives. Or another way of saying it, how we live our lives tells us and others what we truly believe in our hearts. In other words, lip service isn't good enough. It comes through actions.